Hello everyone and welcome to the voice recording of Community Living and Respite's Community News. This is our autumn edition for 2024, which is our edition 51. And for those of you who don't know, this is Leah Taff. I'm the CEO here at Community Living and Respite Services. So the front page of our Community News has a lovely picture of Janine Shepherd, who was our guest speaker at our 16th annual fundraising dinner on the 29th of February. She shared her story of incredible resilience. Her life changed in an instant when she was going for a training bike ride and was hit by a truck. She went from being an athlete about to compete for Australia at the Winter Olympics to being in a spinal ward for 6 months and having to learn to walk again. She inspired the room and encouraged everyone to donate to her Opening Doors project, Building Homes for People with Disability, as she knows firsthand the difference that giving can make. And that they did. We are so grateful to everyone who attended, sponsored, donated, purchased a loud auction item, silent auction item, lucky envelope or raffle ticket. Every dollar raised will change the lives of people with disability in our local community. My message is as follows. What a start it has been to 2024. Our fifth Opening Doors project was opened in December 2023 and the tenants have now moved in and are settling into their new homes. In December, we welcomed Michael Maloney, and we have a picture of him to the right, as our newest board member. Michael is a local resident, mainly retired, and lives with disability. He has expertise in human resources across the health, welfare, and disability sectors, and we're delighted to have his skills as part of the board team. We're still seeking a board member, and if this is something you might be interested in discussing, please contact Gillian Nulker at 5480-2388 or GNOELKER at clrs.org.au. We also had a fantastic time being on site at the 2024 Riverboats Music Festival in February and are proud to be their community partner. Our marquee was manned with 27 volunteers across the 3 days, selling over 1,000 raffle tickets and pre-loved items, hats, blankets and sunglasses that had been sourced by our recyclability team. Our volunteers wore bright blue t-shirts with a QR code printed on them so that people could scan and buy their tickets online. Thank you to Worklocker Echuca, who donated the printing on the t-shirts, and Echuca Moama Signs for donating the signage for our two A-frames and core flute signs used at our marquee over the weekend. Thank you to everyone who purchased a ticket. You helped us raise $5,170 from the raffle. Our 16th annual fundraising dinner was held on the 29th of February. Janine Shepherd was a fantastic speaker that had the audience mesmerised and inspired by her resilience. Our 250 guests had a wonderful evening donating and bidding, helping us to raise $79,932. We are thrilled with this outcome, which couldn't be possible without the support of Moama Bowling Club, Ace Radio, 2QN and Edge FM, AWM Echuca, Complete Scissor Lift Hire, Echuca Better Home Living, Echuca Carpet Court, 40 Winks Echuca, Green Petal Cycles, Mawson's Concrete Inquiries, Morley Auto Group, the Riverine Herald, Murray River Council and Riverboats Music Festival as our event and major sponsors. The support from our community to help us raise these funds is deeply appreciated. Spring will be another busy period for us as we implement some new internal systems which will help us complete our administrative work more efficiently. This work will free our team up to focus on the quality of the support delivered every day to our clients, which is very important to us. The next page has some photographs and information from our Riverboats Raffle 2024. And we're saying thank you to everyone who bought a Riverboats Music Festival raffle ticket. You helped us raise $5,170 for our Opening Doors project, Building Homes for People with Disability. The amount raised by the sale of blankets, hats, sunglasses and coffee cups was $540, which goes directly back into our recyclability programme. And festival goers also very generously donated a total of $1,508 on top of our raffle ticket sales, bringing the total raised for 2024 to $7,200. Thank you to Green Petal, Murray River Tea Rooms and OPA for their support of the raffle by donating raffle prizes, and of course to the Riverboats Music Festival, who gave us a double pass, weekend pass for next year's raffle. Our winners were Stacey Warren from Echuca, Lisa Levick from Surrey Hills, Holly Hughes from Echuca and Sarah von Stockram from Inverloch. And we've got some lovely photographs of our winners and our volunteers across the weekend, and a fabulous photograph of Claire Goodman on stage with Tim Rogers and Brian Nankervis when we did the draw. The next two pages are photographs from our 16th annual fundraising dinner. We've got a photograph of our major and event sponsors. alongside myself and Claire Goodman, our Vice President, and photographs of Janine Shepherd and a couple of people who attended the event. So make sure you get the opportunity to have a good look at those photographs. Our last page is a flyer for our fundraising dinner that we are delivering in partnership with We Are Vivid. We have Ben Felton, the fastest blind motorcycle rider on earth, and Kevin Magoo McGee, the former Grand Prix motorcycle road racer, coming to speak to us all on Friday, the 14th of June, 2024 at Rich River Golf Club. Doors open at 6 p.m. and tickets are $75 per person or $700 for a table of 10. Make sure that you come along to that event and help ourselves and Vivid raise funds for people with disability in our local community. I hope you've enjoyed listening to our community news and I look forward to the next time. Thank you.